Hi, I'm Big Al Hammond.
And I'm Phoebe Fowler.
And welcome to a very special bonus episode of the In the Distance Oblivious podcast. Longtime playlist listeners know that ever since we started putting this thing together, back in the early days of the pandemic, we also do a very special Greatest Hits playlist every 11 months. Normally, we just send each other 10 random songs that we've been listening to, but for our Greatest Hits playlist, we each send the other person 10 songs from past playlists that were originally submitted by the other person. So, for playlists between May 2022 and March 2023, I've sent Phoebe 10 songs that she first submitted, and vice versa.
And because we don't already have a hard enough time remembering what we're doing, this can get even more complicated, just because it can be hard to keep track of whose song is whose. It's also super hard to guess who's going to pick what, because we both really love all of the songs.
Our podcast is never intended to be overly professional. It's basically unscripted. Just two random people sitting around talking about music, and where we often like,
but sometimes dislike,
each other's music tastes.
For background about the ceremony, the history of the playlist, and to hear comments about a few former playlist favorites, we recommend listening to our intro episode if you haven't done that already.
If you like the type of music that we listen to, please enjoy our finished and ordered playlist by searching for In the Distance Oblivious on Spotify.
If you have questions or comments, please get in touch by email at music@itdo.name.
But anyway, know that we're starting off with 20 songs, just like we always do, and there are links to all of the songs in our show notes. But all of these songs are from the past 11 playlists. Then we'll narrow those 20 down to 10, and then to 11.
Also, and like our usual playlist ceremony, where the winner of the voting gets Frank, the primate of all-star supremacy, the winner of the Greatest Hits playlist gets the trophy of Tom's Terrific Tunage, which is a snow globe containing a photo of Tom Waits saying,
"Baby, your hits are the greatest."
Just like with regular playlists, we alternate who starts the ceremony, and it's Al's turn to start this Greatest Hits playlist. So he's going to pick one of my songs, which started out as one of his songs. See, it's confusing, right? This is A Song for You by Leon Russell, from the album Leon Russell, 1970. Something should have told me that you were going to pick this song.
This was a hard choice for me. Like, I loved all of the songs that you submitted. Something about this, just the classicness of this, just like it stuck with me. As is usually the case, there are a bunch of songs that I really want to get in the playlist.
Right.
I picked this one partly because I didn't think you would be as likely to pick it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really wanted it to get in.
Were you surprised that I submitted it as one of my greatest hits?
Slightly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it because of that?
I think you like this song. I think you appreciate this song. I didn't think you liked it enough to submit it.
I love this song. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why I submitted it as one of my songs for the Greatest Hits is because I was completely wrong and I thought it was a Don Hathaway song.
Oops. Oops.
I was convinced. And you're like, no, it's Leon Russell. And yep. I thought that you were full of shit.
Yeah. Yep.
And I was wrong. But it's really good. And like, I always thought that I liked that version better. But then after hearing this a few times,
yeah,
I was like, oh shit, this is better.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about his vocal phrasing for me. To me, a good singer like pushes hard sometimes, but it's almost like the important phrases you pull back on.
Mm-hmm.
And he does such a good job of that subtlety of like, we were alone and I was singing this song for you. It's just, he pulls it back and like, that's the stuff you believe.
In a way that Donny Hathaway is not. I don't know if he's not capable of it, but I have not yet.
Donny Hathaway is a great singer, but he's not.
It's
he's
different.
Not a great, great singer, you know?
I'm not sure I can deal with that Donny Hathaway blasphemy, but, you know.
Another thing I found out when I was just looking this song up again, I looked up Leon Russell on something,
mm-hmm.
and I found that in addition to playing piano and guitar and lots of other things, he played the baritone horn. and like listen to the horn in this. Mm-hmm. I sort of thought it was either a trombone or a French horn. I wonder if Leon is playing the baritone horn in this. And that would make me wonderfully happy to see Leon sitting in a studio playing a baritone horn. That's all I got.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Love this song. I'm glad that you picked it.
I love it. Again, there are no wrong answers here. I think it's time for you to now pick one of mine, which are basically one of yours, which are basically one of mine, which are whatever.
And around we go. You're smiling, so I think you're happy that I picked this.
This is Julia Jacqueline, Just to Be Apart. I have a story to tell you about picking this one.
I love stories. Tell me.
Our oft-mentioned friend, Vera, who is often a contributor to my musical tastes for this playlist, was over the last time she was over here, and I was playing for her, as I often do, ideas that I have for upcoming playlists.
Right.
I was playing her the possible songs that I was thinking about for greatest hits. And, you know, she often does, and I welcome her feedback on which songs she likes and why, etc. She pretty much dissed this. And I don't think she dislikes it, but, you know, the greatest hits, there's some great stuff in it. And she heard this and she was like, yeah, but you're not going to include this, right? And I was like, I was kind of shocked.
Rethink the friendship.
I wasn't shocked that I liked the song. I was shocked at my reaction to her.
Right. Disliking the song.
And I went back and I thought about why I love this song so much. And I think it's partly that I know how much you love Julia Jacqueline. And I mean, I love this song. It's a great song. The whole Bill Fay tie-in, etc. But I was like, no. This song is going into the greatest hits. And as I thought about it, I felt very defensive of Julia Jacqueline and of your musical taste.
I was like,
Phoebe loves this song.
Yeah.
And Phoebe is going to want this song in the greatest hits. And I hadn't really intended to pick this song. I intended to include it, but not pick it. And then the more I thought about it, it was like, this song needs to be in.
Yeah.
This song, like, this is a really great song. Part of it is the way it builds.
Yeah.
And part of the way it progresses. And it's not a complicated song, but it gets more and more intense, and it does subtle little things.
Once she does that well, she's on, man.
Yeah.
I love her.
It's also a great song to do that with, in that it's not a complicated song.
I love that story. Thank you.
Yeah, no,
and thank
you
for defending my obsession with Julia Jacqueline.
Absolutely.
Oh, that makes me so happy. You know, I think that one deserves a...
All the above. Yep. Thank you, Julia.
Originally, I was surprised that you had even submitted this song for the greatest hits. And I was like, whoa, is Al going to pick this? Oh my gosh, I was going to pick this song. And then, like, the more I listened to it, and the more I realized that, like, wait, he put this in here because I love Julia Jacqueline and I love this song. And initially, I wasn't even going to pick it as my pick for the greatest hits. And then I had to do it.
Uh-huh,
I had to do it.
I don't disagree with that
makes
whole
me
sentiment
very happy.
At all.
Yeah. Well, now Al is picking one of his own songs.
Ooh.
I know,
ooh.
Right? Get ready. Ooh.
I don't know if I'm supposed to pick this or not, but man, this is too good not to get in. From his 1973 album, River, this is Terry Reid with Dean. Oops, I dropped the phone. I don't know where this came from.
Terry Reid?
Yeah.
Terry Reid is a badass, man.
He's totally, and I didn't know shit about Terry Reid. I didn't know
anything. I was surprised. Like, I thought, I don't know. I guess I assumed that you knew of all cool people.
Terry Reid was never on my radar. So it's worth repeating that I think we talked about this when we did the playlist originally, but Terry Reid was Jimmy Page's first choice to be the vocalist for Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Terry Reed was not able to sign up for that because he was already booked to be in the opening act for the Rolling Stones tour upcoming. Yeah. Supposedly, Jimmy Page got in touch with Keith Richards to try and talk him into letting him out, and it didn't work out. And it was Terry Reed who first suggested Robert Plant to take that role instead.
How different would Led Zeppelin be if he were the lead of Led Zeppelin? And listening to him, I can hear that, right? I can hear him as the front man of Led Zeppelin.
Absolutely.
Did you ever like Led Zeppelin?
I kind of actively disliked Led Zeppelin as a kid. Partly because, like, I had friends in quotes who were super into them. And, you know, I mean, I obviously got that they were good at what they did. Like, post-Led Zeppelin, like, 80s hair band, heavy metal kind of stuff. Basically, every band that was out there was basically trying to sound like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Which turned me off even more to Led Zeppelin. You know, like, if I listen to Led Zeppelin now, I get that they were good, and I liked some of their stuff, but...
I appreciate it. I would appreciate if I heard other songs more than the top 20.
Right.
All of the time.
Right.
Until my ears bled. But I do like Led Zeppelin to this day.
Uh-huh.
I think I showed you a photo of me recently in a Led Zeppelin t-shirt 8 years ago. Oh, man. And now it is my turn to pick one of my own songs.
There you go. Are you ready?
As what is I will be. This is Red Bird, the song You Are the Everything from their 2014 album Red Bird. It's actually a cover of R.E.M.'s You Are the Everything, and this version, in my opinion, blows it out of the water.
Yeah, it totally blows it out of the water.
I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to include this song.
I'm not at all unhappy you picked this, but I'm surprised you picked this.
Why?
Just because every song that you submitted is so good, and I didn't think this was at that level.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, it was for me. It was kind of like no question that I kind of just went down the list of all of the songs that you sent me on the Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And this was, I was like, oh, that's definitely going to be in there.
Good for you. There's something about, we've talked about this before, there's something about their harmonies that's just magical. The harmonies are both effortless and creative, and every verse they do something a little different with the harmonies.
Again, I'm surprised that you didn't think this was at that level.
I think it's at that level. I don't think I thought that you thought that it was at that level.
I love it. And it makes me happy that they're in the playlist and now in the Greatest Hits playlist.
And this was in our covers playlist, right? Our previous covers theme playlist?
It was in the covers.
And
I've read about that.
And I've already gotten confused. I submitted it to
this
that?
This is originally... Yes, you did. You submitted every Redbird song in every... No, every Redbird song that has been in the playlist. Originally.
I don't think that's correct.
You sure?
No.
No, I submitted one Jeffrey Foucault song that has been in the playlist. But every other one that where he has been in it, you have submitted to said playlist.
I felt like there was an early Redbird song that was in the playlist, in a very early playlist, that you submitted.
It wasn't me.
Okay. we can go back and check the records.
That's fair.
We can check the archives.
Seriously, I absolutely love this song.
It's a good one.
It really is.
The harmonies are so lovely.
Yeah, I was definitely determined that no matter what happened, this was getting in. So this is Poor Jackie by Man Man from their album Rabbit Habits from 2008.
That's the time for more bourbon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Already? Man, you're out drinking me.
That's happened before.
Are you surprised that I submitted this to the playlist?
No.
No?
No. This song is...
You knew it.
No, I mean, it's funny because, like, there's definitely songs that we both love that maybe the other one doesn't love as much that mm-hmm. we wish had gotten in. But I think we both really got this song. And I'm, you know, I wouldn't have been shocked if you hadn't picked it, but I was hoping you would pick it, and I'm delighted you picked it.
Yeah.
And this is an absolute favorite. As I thought about songs that I was going to pick, both your songs and my songs, one thing that struck me was the songs that I liked, how ambitious they felt.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's musically, sometimes that's...
You had a lot of that this past 11 months.
But, like, this song to me is, like, this is a great composition.
It is.
It's like in, yeah. it's.
It feels like it's multiple parts, right?
I was like... listening to it the other day. It's in three very distinct movements, mm-hmm. right? And the third movement also does strange, different things. This song is so interesting and complex and moving in different ways and having different time signatures and rhythm signatures. And man, it's good.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah. I could just listen to this all day. It's
so descriptive. It almost feels like you're watching it all happen, like you're watching a movie or something.
It feels it's like amazing. It could be like on the soundtrack to some wonderfully strange documentary mm-hmm. about, I don't know, like you picture like a vast desert landscape with people in flowing robes.
Ooh.
and
oh, I kinda like
magicians
that.
with wands and big flaming lightning bolts that come out of...
Yeah. That does sound pretty cool. Yeah.
I also love this, that it has a sort of wonderfully underproduced quality. It kind of sounds like a bunch of crazy people in a garage making music together.
I love
right?
that. Yeah. yeah. That's awesome. And I love his voice. It's like, yeah. it's perfect for this.
Yeah.
It's like that... It sounds raw. Like, this guy needs to drink, like, a gallon of water after this. Right. right?
The whole arrangement sounds a little raw in mm-hmm. a great way, you know?
It works, definitely. And do you even, are they even touring? Like, what are they doing?
I don't know that they're still even a thing, are they?
Let's see. They're from, Man is from Philadelphia. Based currently in Los Angeles. Members of Man, Honus Honus, Jazz Diesel. Mature Kevin. Eggs Foster. Cheesy Tin Sack.
Tin Sack? I love it. One day when I grow up, I want to play in a band with Cheesy Tin Sack. What happens next?
I am picking one of Al's songs.
Ooh.
One of your songs. I know.
I didn't know this song was this old. This is from 2003, from their album Quicksand Candlesnakes. This is Caliphone with Michigan Girls. I did not see you picking this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I cannot get enough of this song. And I don't know what it is. It's definitely the tone of it. And like this, that little yeah. tinkling stuff going on in the background. His voice, now to think about it, his voice reminds me of Jeffrey Foucault. Obviously slightly different,
right.
but it's giving like a similar tone.
I love
to
their
it.
Stuff that it's got like, it's both melodic, but it's also got like that weird little scratchy
yeah.
atmospheric stuff going on.
You know who it? Else does that? Wilco. They do that.
Good point.
There's some connections being made.
Have you read the lyrics to this?
I have.
They're like wonderfully poetic.
They are.
Like, I'm not even totally sure exactly what he's talking about.
I don't know. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Man, the lyrics to this are so beautiful.
And it's just his voice. You just believe it.
Yeah.
And it's tender and I love
very.
It.
Yeah. yeah. There's a sweet
a
video for this as well that we'll include in the show notes.
I have not seen said uh-huh. video. Do you like this?
Of course I like it.
Yeah.
I put it in the thing. But I am surprised you picked this.
Why?
I guess just because of the competition that, mm-hmm. you know, like...
it's cutthroat.
I didn't think you didn't like this, but I didn't think you liked it more than some other stuff that I thought you would have liked better. But that's why we're here.
It's also... It can be said that if it were a different day, I might have done a different picking list.
We are both in that... We are both in that boat that... It's very much dependent on how you're feeling on a certain day of why you value one song more than another.
And for greatest hits, I could have easily submitted 25 songs.
They're all so good.
They are. But I only had 10, so.
Yeah. It was hard to narrow it down to 10, and it's even harder to narrow it down to the ones you're actually going to pick.
There's really no wrong answer.
Absolutely.
Now, you are picking one of your own songs, one of the last that you can pick of one of your own songs, Al. I know. Are you ready? Yeah, that's fair.
Zero surprise here.
Yeah, I saw this one coming.
This is one of the best songs that has ever been in our playlist.
I didn't know that you liked it that much.
So this is Ethel Kane with Thoroughfare from the 2022 album Preacher's Daughter. I was talking earlier about ambition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This song, Exhibit A. Like this is the big song. This is the big deal.
Do you like this better than Angie McMahon?
No.
Is it because your love for Angie McMahon runs so deep?
Yes.
As deep as a river?
Yes. And as wide as a thoroughfare.
I do love this. And
this song just feels epic.
It does.
If this song were a movie... It would be Dr. Zhivago. It would be Giant. It would be Lawrence of Arabia. You know, this feels like... You think about movies that are epic, that mm-hmm. are just, like, big in scale and, like, commanding attention. This song is that for me.
It could easily be, like, a 3-book series or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Have we ever watched the movie North Fork?
No. I've never even heard of it.
The landscapes in that movie feel like they belong in this song.
What's the movie about?
It's a movie set in the 1950s, and there's a plot to it, but it's very allegorical and mm-hmm. very symbolic in ways that I probably don't even understand. It's a very, very visual movie,
mm-hmm.
and like... It's a. I don't think I ever saw it on a big screen, but it's one that you should see on a big screen because it's like it's got these Montana landscapes, and like this song feels like
mm-hmm.
it belongs in that movie.
I would watch it.
It's man, it's beautiful.
We should look for it. It's similar to Angie McMahon though. She has that similar sound and tone and quality to her voice,
and a real uniqueness to her voice that, like, it's not, you don't hear this every day.
It's really beautiful. I'm so glad that you picked this. I mean, it's going to get it regardless, but I'm glad that you did the honors here.
This was my favorite song of yours, but I was not going to pick it because I was so sure that you were going to pick it, but it all worked out.
Oh, man. Well, I still had another pick. But I get not wanting to leave that up to chance and decisions that aren't your own.
No, this had to be in.
Yeah.
And once you picked something else...
I'm just saying I had another opportunity to choose it.
You did.
Next, I am picking one of my own songs. One of the last that I can pick of mine.
And this is number 8 coming up?
Coming up is 8. I had no choice but to select this song. This is Rosie Thomas with the song Gradually from her 2003 album Only with laughter can you win. I had to do it. I had to put the song in. I had to select the song. It was slightly unclear whether or not it would get in. If it didn't get in, I would actually hold it against you. So I had to put it in.
This is literally the most beautiful song I've ever heard in my life.
How did you find the song again?
WNRN in Charlottesville, Virginia used to play another one of the songs from this record that I liked a lot, that definitely stuck in my head, that I thought was really beautiful. And I think I contributed to their fun drive, and maybe I got this CD as a premium bonus thing for when you donate. You either get a coffee mug,
right,
or you get a CD, or you get something
to give you. Yeah. So I came upon this song sort of rabbit holing.
Uh-huh.
So I think I've told you, and you're familiar with the show Dawson's Creek that came out in 1998.
Oh yeah, I know you're a Dawson's Creek girl.
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far. It was very much one of those shows that I probably should not have been watching at that age, but there was also appeal because I shouldn't have been watching it at that age. And the theme song, I Don't Want to Wait, by Paula Cole.
Yeah.
Still one of my favorite songs
it's
ever.
It's a great song.
Right? It's a great song. And I was obsessed and was looking for songs like it, other artists.
Oh, really?
And somehow came across Rosie Thomas in Gradually. Right?
So the Paula Cole song led you to this.
Well, I won't say directly, but three or four artists in,
it did.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly that. I'm glad that that's been taken care of.
That calls for more Cooper's Craft.
Ooh, fancy. I think that one also deserves a...
The primate of all-star supremacy has spoken.
Thank you, Rosie Thomas.
Thank you, Frank. So I'm about to pick my last song. It's going to be one of yours.
The song my heart sung when you picked this. Oh my god. This is Crown by Kendrick Lamar from his 2022 album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I'm glad that you picked this song. It's a relief. I know. I also feel validated.
You are. Yeah.
With my pushing you to listen to and hopefully like Kendrick
and
Lamar.
And appreciate Kendrick Lamar.
And now he's in the Greatest Hits playlist. Yes. It makes me very happy.
Yes. as well it should, and as well as he deserves.
Yes.
I was talking earlier about musical ambition.
Mm-hmm.
This is
The song,
right?
Man.
This, like, he does such interesting things that are unexpected, both lyrically and subject matterly,
and he's
and
always
musically
doing different kinds of stuff. And he's always been doing that.
Yeah, and from what you have told me and what you've taught me about him, like, he's pushing the envelope of hip hop, but he's also pushing the envelope of his own personal self-expression.
Yep.
That, like,
and his own style, and he's always looking to do something different.
And you can't please everybody.
No, you can't. But he can please me.
Yes.
And if that sounds weird, it's meant to be.
Good for you. And good for Kendrick. Kendrick's a lucky man.
I love Kendrick Lamar so much.
Yep.
I'm glad that you selected him for this Greatest Hits playlist.
I thought you were going to pick this, but I like this song so much that even if you didn't pick it, I had to pick it too.
Well, like, I didn't pick it because I had to pick the Rosie Thomas.
And I thought you were going to pick this, and so I was going to pick the Rosie
And if you
Thomas,
loved me enough, you would pick this.
And here we are.
I'm glad that it's in. Oh, yeah. I feel the same.
Yeah. It's a great song, and just such an interesting musical expression.
And like you were saying before, how a song builds. This song builds.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. So are you ready for your last pick?
I'm ready to end this on a good note.
So So when I was submitting 10 songs to you, it's always hard. I got to 10, and number 10 was uncertain. And I went back and listened to them again, and number 10 didn't quite measure up. Mm-hmm. So I took number 10 out. This became the number 10. And the more I listened to this, and I think we talked about this when this was in the playlist originally, I didn't necessarily get this song, like this song, understand this song, appreciate this song. This is a wonderfully older song. I didn't know this was this old. This does not feel like it is this old. It's from 1996. It's Jeremy Enoch from the album Return of the Frog Queen, Abigail Ann. Man.
One of my favorite songs that I've had in our playlist. This is scratching that itch of my early grunge, sort of rock, slightly screamo era. I'm obsessed. I love it. I need more of it. And I'm honestly surprised that you submitted this to the playlist. I thought there was some sort of mistake. My impression was that you didn't really get the song.
I didn't.
Yeah. Do you get it now?
Oh. I was totally wrong about this song.
Right?
I think...
Oh, that made
I
me
liked
so happy.
It, but it just felt repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like that Julia Jacklin. That it, like, what it's good at
is I was
is
just
building.
About to make that point.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yep. And man. Part of it, I think, when I'm, like, driving to work or when I'm driving around or when I'm doing errands, I put music on in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just hearing it in the car, just hearing it in the background, it's like it seeps into your soul in a way that makes you appreciate it. It's a great song.
I love it so much.
Yeah.
And like your comment about it like seeping into your soul. Like
mm-hmm.
I could not get this song out of my head since I found it and since I put it in the playlist. It has been in the back of my head for weeks. It also reminds me, at least the rawness of Man Man.
Uh-huh.
There's like a similarity there.
Yeah.
And like you said, like Julia Jacklin with like the building and intensity.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
We've made such a great playlist.
We've made such a great greatest hits playlist. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, Hal.
And thank you for the trophy of Tom's terrific tunage. Listeners at home, that was Snow Globe Sounds. At this point, we've picked 10 songs, so we're going to compare our ballots
that we marked before the ceremony began
to see how we did.
Player number one, who rotates each month, who in this case is Al,
will ring the chime of Thelonious, the number of rings corresponding to my correct number of picks. Then Phoebe, who is player number two,
will ring the chime in the same manner.
Whoever has the most correct votes will then pick two songs,
either from this playlist or any song from the previous 11 months.
And the loser in the voting will then select one of those two songs for the final pick.
In case of a tie,
which happens often,
we have a tiebreaker. We call this the possession arrow.
Whoever holds the possession arrow, who in this case was Phoebe, is thereby pronounced the winner.
So, Al, you're up with the chime. Nine. Did I count that correctly?
You counted correctly. I got nine. I'm shocked.
Man, you've been on fire lately. All right, now it's my turn.
Here we go. only seven.
I know.
It was hard, man. Yeah. Yeah.
It was hard. I'm honestly amazed and impressed that you got nine. That's really good for a greatest hits playlist. I think if you get like seven or eight, which we have done.
Yeah. I forget how many we got last time.
But I don't remember.
It's so hard to pick.
It is hard. Man, congratulations, Al.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Yeah, you should be proud.
So is the winner of our greatest hits playlist. The two songs that I'm going to select for Phoebe to pick from are the collaboration between Bonnie Prince Billy, Bryce Dessner, and Eighth Blackbird, One with the Birds, and Nadia Reid's Track of the Time. This was the correct pick.
I don't know if that's true. So I picked this over the Nadia Reid because I liked your comment about our picks being musically ambitious.
Yes.
And a lot of them are.
Yes.
This is one of them.
This is a prime example of this.
And a great number of our picks for this Greatest Hits playlist are musically ambitious.
Yes.
And I love that Nadia Reid, but we have other intimate building songs like that in the playlist already. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this Bonnie Prince Billy would do a good job of tying in a lot of those elements.
This is One with the Birds with Bonnie Prince Billy, Bryce Dessner of The National, and Eighth Blackbird, the wonderful, strange little avant-garde chamber music.
I'm resentful that I had to choose between these two songs.
They're both really good songs, and I wanted both of them in the playlist. Same. Really bad.
I did too.
I wanted this one in the playlist more.
Yeah. Had you heard this one before?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. One of my favorite things about Spotify and about doing our playlist is finding these weird little collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's also like, maybe it's pandemic related that like people couldn't tour, people couldn't go out and play music in public, so they found interesting, strange ways to collaborate with people they were close to, mm-hmm, and people that they trusted, and in smaller venues, smaller settings. But Spotify seems full of weird little collaborations like this, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And our playlist has featured a lot of them, right? And Bonnie Prince Billy especially, like he did a lot of that stuff with Bill Callahan,
yeah,
that we've had in the playlist. And have we had a collaboration with him and Bryce Dessner before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like I have listened to other stuff, but maybe it never made it into the playlist.
I love this.
This is so beautiful. And these weird little, like, bird sounds played,
yes,
on violin.
That is so cool. Yes. That's one of the best parts of this song. And I could get goosebumps listening to it.
It's a beautiful... And your point about it being ambitious is absolutely correct.
I would love to listen to this song, like, in an orchestral setting.
It makes me want to listen to more Eighth Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. We should.
Yeah, I feel like the Greatest Hits playlist for me, like, obviously they're all going to be great songs, but mm-hmm, it feels like High Holy Days, you know? It's like our regular playlist is like going to church each Sunday, and neither one of us are religious people, mm-hmm, but it feels like it's a great, wonderful, life-affirming, positive, enriching ritual that we do.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
But
it's a nice
greatest
thing.
Hits playlist is like Christmas. Thanks for listening. Both our Spotify playlist and our Silly Little Podcast are updated and released around the first of each month. We're recorded monthly in the warm and cozy hug of the OML Studios in lovely downtown Manchester, Richmond, Virginia.
If you've enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviews are a super helpful way for people who make podcasts to find new listeners.
And please tell your friends. Nothing's better than good people talking to good people.
If you want to hear the music that we're talking about, please subscribe and listen to our finished and ordered playlist on Spotify by searching for In the Distance Oblivious.
And visit our podcast home on the internet at itdo.name, where you can find links to all our playlist fun, as well as videos of a lot of the songs that we've talked about.
If you have questions or suggestions, feel free to drop us an email at music@itdo.name.
Thanks to Cooper's Craft Barrel Reserve 100 Proof Bourbon for helping recording this month.
Thanks to AndrewHersey.com for artistic and other inspirations.
Our theme music is from Red Eye by Ease Jamie Jams. Accordion music is by Andrew Huang. And other background music is always credited in our show notes.
Also, thanks to Joe, and thanks to Frank.
Please keep listening and tell your friends.
So well.